Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Monday afternoon. We've got some weather we're going to be dealing with. Nothing terrible, but some scattered showers, maybe some pop-up thunderstorms. Here in Hanover, it is, it's already cloudy. It's kind of chilly. 73 degrees, you know. You know, last week, as I was in Israel, we had an amazing delegation, rather limited. I think there were 20 of us. And one of the folks who was part of our delegation is Professor Alan Dershowitz. Now, Professor Dershowitz, of course, has been on this program multiple times, countless times. And I was so thrilled that he was part of our group. Now, Alan Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, is 87 years old. And I will tell you, having just spent the week with him, you could probably describe him at moments as frail. You know, he's 87 years old. He's not a spring chicken. And he's got a cane sort of a thing, like a 3-4-pronged cane that he uses to walk. But he's still as brilliant as he ever was, and he's hysterical. People are not believing. I kept telling Heine last week that Alan Dershowitz was just, he was like three of the funniest people you would ever want to meet. Telling jokes. Some of the jokes where his wife was looking at him, Alan, stop, right? Every husband has been in that situation where you want to say something, you're telling a joke or whatever it is, and your wife either shoots you the look or she just says, just cut it out. And so it was wonderful to be up close and personal for such an extended period of time, and I kept calling him Professor. And he kept saying, no, it's Alan. Just call me Alan. Alan is fine. Now, his very closest friends call him Avi, because that, until he went off to college, that's how people knew him, as Avi. And then when he went off to college, he started using the name Alan. But his son just passed away. It's just coming across now. Professor Dershowitz's son, who, I mean, his son was 64 years old. He was a producer of film and television and digital media, and he died apparently from a stroke. Wow. Just sorry to see that. So sorry to see that. He had, he was the producer of Reversal of Fortune, an Oscar-winning film. He went on to produce a variety of films, including Fallen, which starred Denzel Washington, Wall Street, Oliver Stone, The Whole Truth, The Advocate's Devil, Martians Go Home. Oh, Talk Radio. I never even realized that. That's one of those films. I don't know if you've ever seen the film Talk Radio. It's based really on Alan Berg, who was a talk show host in Denver, Colorado, who was murdered. And it may sound crazy to you, but having been part of this goofy talk radio business now for coming up on 35 years, I've seen the crazies. Believe me when I tell you that. There are plenty of crazies in the world. And I've had the stalkers and the threats and all of that stuff. So I make it a point to watch the film Talk Radio. I try to do it once a year just to remember some of the threats that are real, that are very real when you're in this sort of a profession. It's weird, I know, but it is what it is. I mean, we had not that long ago, we had a stalker situation. And I won't go into all the details, but somebody who knew, because I had actually shared on the air that I was going to be somewhere else, was actually speaking for a law enforcement event. And I mentioned it, and this person actually showed up at my home, somehow had found the address. And, you know, those of us who are registered to vote or whatever, I mean, your information's out there. You know that. I know that. This person actually showed up at my house, uninvited. Absolutely uninvited. I don't know who this person is. But made a point of showing up here when I wasn't here. And then say, oh, well, can we meet Julia? And I thought, well, you know, Heidi, I mean, Heidi, of course, didn't let her let them in the house. Wasn't going to have any part of it, but I thought, we got to get back out to the range. You know, you got to go and work on your marksmanship a little bit. I'm actually headed, maybe this week, I'm not entirely sure, I'm hoping it's this week, over to a New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, because I got a bunch of stuff that I'm going to be getting. Some new, I don't want to say toys, that sort of diminishes the importance, but some new things. Few new items for the collection, and I'm getting some really good help from some of my friends who are still in the law enforcement arena, and having some pretty good conversations about what I'm going to get, what I should get, and getting out on the range and what have you. But this whole story about Alan Dershowitz's son Elon it's just so painful. For any number of reasons. Number one, you might have been a fan of Elon Dershowitz's work, and you're thinking, oh, well, that's too bad. I love so many of the films that he made. You might be thinking, as I am, wow, far too young. You know, there was a time when I thought, 64? Well, come on, man, pack it in. What are you sticking around for? 64? That's a really good run. And now I'm thinking, oh, no, no, no. Uh-uh. And there's the part of me thinking, you're not supposed to bury your kids, right? I mean, that's just not the way this thing is supposed to work. And on this very personal level, having just spent the last week solid with Professor Dershowitz, And knowing just a little bit, I'm not here to tell you like all of a sudden I'm his best buddy, because I'm not. But having spent some time on a very personal, up close and personal level with him over the last week, I mean, my heart is broken. Because he's, as we all know, brilliant. You may not agree with him, and that's okay. I don't think he's losing any sleep over the fact that some people disagree with him on certain things. But we all know he's brilliant, but I was so thrilled to get to realize just what a nice person and a funny person he is. My gosh, he's just hysterical. All right, listen, I'm going to give you the chance to win some tickets. I got a family four-pack of tickets for the Richmond Flying Squirrels, August the 28th at the Diamond. You know, this is it. Last couple of games at the Diamond next year. We got what? CarMax Park is going to be open and ready to roll next season. They are giving away some really cool R Braves-inspired T-shirts first 1,500 folks over the age of 15 will get one. The squirrels themselves will be wearing our Braves-inspired jersey. So just about 5 minutes from now, 4:20-ish, will give you a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets for that squirrels game. It is 4:14, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, and jet lag is real. I don't think I've ever really encountered jet lag prior to this trip. I thought it was, but I don't know. And it's this odd number, 7 hours time difference. Years ago, Heidi and I went to China, but it was 24 hours, so I mean, I couldn't tell you what day it was, but the time at least was consistent. This has been a little bizarre, but man, what a trip, what an absolutely amazing trip. And I'm here to tell you, the Israeli public loves President Trump. You would not believe the enthusiasm and the passion for President Trump. I am trying my best to describe it, and whatever I say is going to fail. President Trump is doing great things all over the world, and that includes trade deals, right? There's always something with the tariffs, with the trade deals. Is this working right? Is that working right? I can't necessarily keep track of it, but you know who can? Carl Carlson. I am always so happy to welcome Carl. Carl is my financial advisor, Carlson Financial. His team, they do great work for me, for Heidi, for Julia. We are forever grateful to them for what they have done. And Carl is kind enough to join us every Monday to talk about some of the economic issues of the day. Carl, welcome, my friend.
Great to be here, Jeff. Glad to hear you had a good time over in Israel. That's pretty awesome.
It was amazing. It was educational and meaningful, and I would like to go back and do some of the touristy stuff this next time. But yeah, just an amazing thing. And the enthusiasm for President Trump is off the charts, and that includes their economic situation, because I guess we've got some good trade deals and the rest of it with Israel, right?
Yeah, it's great to see President Trump working with them.
Tell me about
that.
Some of
is nice to see, because it hasn't been so for a while with different presidencies.
Yeah, that's a very kind and diplomatic way of saying it. That's why you are as well regarded as you are, sir. Tell me about some of the other trade deals. What are the other deals and trade talks and tariff things that President Trump is doing right now?
So it looks like, for a while he had it was going to be the 10% tariffs on most countries. And then he got into negotiations, and now there's several of them, like Japan and the European Union, that he is setting a 15% tariff. So I think that might be setting the mark to potentially be a little closer to 15 than 10% on countries that don't work out a deal. But a few of them, he's gone higher, like Brazil, 50%. But the income coming in to our country is very significant, billions of dollars from tariffs. Nice. As he said from the beginning, that, you know, tariffs would end up being a great deal for the United States, but we may have to go through a little rough period to get there. That only makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So let me ask you how that impacts my retirement or your retirement as somebody who's got a portfolio or a tax situation that maybe is not the norm.
I think key is understanding how that might impact some of your spending habits on what you're buying and what some of these tariffs might be on in retirement. So that you kind of have to build into your retirement plan, Mm-hmm. And mostly what you're dealing with in a retirement plan is your income. Right. How are you going to get the income that you want to be financially free and do what you want to do, either when you're younger or when you're retired?
Yep.
So you have to build that in there, and you have to understand also how that might impact inflation. So we have to look at that too. That will, you know, there'll be more prices go up on the things that we're buying when there's tariffs on them oftentimes. So, which could look like inflation, but again, maybe a short-term thing. Mm-hmm. And because you've got all this extra revenue, and then it depends on though what the administration, Congress is going to do with that revenue.
Right.
Hopefully they do things that benefit American people, the citizens of this country, which at this point I think they are planning on doing that. But mm-hmm. then who's going to have control of the White House and Congress down the road? So that you don't know those things, so you have to build plans that can handle it no matter what unfolds. And you want nice growth in your investments over time.
Yep.
To really power it up so that no matter what happens, you're solid. But you also want a nice level of safety and some money that's guaranteed not to go down, so that when you need, when that market does get volatile and goes down, then you've got somewhere to go and grab money out when you need it for living expenses, or now you have to put a new HVAC system in your house or whatever it might be. So getting it all balanced correctly.
Right.
And as all these things are happening, and we have some short-term tax things now from the big, beautiful bill that we need to be aware of to make sure we're tax planning correctly as a part of an overall financial plan. So, and there's a lot in that big, beautiful bill that needs to be incorporated. So now we're talking about tariffs to be incorporated, inflation to be incorporated, how your investments are reacting to all that, and being proactive, not reactive. Yeah, it's all pretty easy.
So just follow the dots. I got you. Just connect the dots.
That's
and
right.
Follow the bouncing ball, and everything is going to be pretty cool. Is it inherently more difficult the closer you are to that magical retirement age, whatever that magical retirement age is, you know, today?
Or oh,
yesterday?
Yeah, it's a ton different. I had a client come in not too long ago, became a client, who had actually done a pretty good job. I've kind of over 10,000 different financial plans that I've seen in my career. I've kind of listed which have worked best, number one, number two, number three, number four, and number five. He was in the number two category,
okay,
which he had for like 20 years. He couldn't afford to save a lot, but 20 years ago, he invested in two companies,
okay,
and he just held that stock the whole 20 years, and that was a small investment in Microsoft and Apple.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Just two.
And he wasn't able to save a lot after that. I think he put like 50,000 in there, and now he's got over a million without adding to it. So that's the number two, and not a lot of people do that, because most all financial advisors are going to tell you that you got to diversify amongst all kinds of things, and value stocks and mutual funds and exchange traded funds. And a lot of people are owning 2,000, 3,000 different positions because all these firms are trying to get you diversified, which ends up what Warren Buffett calls, and I agree with, instead of diversification, it's diversification. So he came in doing great, but he came in and said, you know, I'm about to retire, and I don't know if I know. I knew how to just hang in there and buy these stocks, and I've done well.
Yep.
But now I'm going to need money out of this to live on, and I don't know that I know how to handle that. And so we brought him in, kind of restructured a few things, and he's loving it. It's going great. But well, that's a particular expertise.
Yes.
We do it all day, all night, every day, all of our advisors. Yep. We see it time and time again when most of us out there, we might see it once, our own.
Right.
And that's all we see. So
that's right.
There's a lot of perspective, and there's a lot to be said for being just a little bit creative and maybe not just doing what everybody else is doing, to try to just be a little more wise. You know, most firms now use what's called the modern portfolio theory.
Okay.
That is being used all across the financial services industry. And the modern portfolio theory was developed in 1950. And it's all about diversification.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Carl, I always appreciate you being here. Your modern theory is slightly more recent than that one. Remind everybody of the phone number, please. How do they get in touch with you?
844-CARLSON, or you can reach out through our website at carlsonfinancial.com. We'd love to help.
Thank you, my friend. That is Carl Carlson. Carl is my financial advisor, Carlson Financial. They take care of us. 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON online, carlsonfinancial.com. That's carlsonfinancial.com. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and yes, I have returned from Israel. I am absolutely going to share some more stories. We're going to talk with Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. His book, Breaking the Law, the weaponization of our legal system. It's a must read. I'm simply going to say that. It is something you need to read. Now, you're not going to feel good about it. You're going to feel really bad about it. You're going to feel really angry about it, but you've got to know what it is that the leftists are up to and what they're willing to do. They absolutely know no bounds, and they will stop at nothing in an effort to remain in control. That's become clear. Want you to be aware of that. And again, you need to get that book. But we'll talk with Alex in a couple of moments. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here, Richmond's Morning News. Apparently, there is going to be a debate between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. I'm still trying to make heads or tails out of the Virginia PBA endorsements. Right, the Virginia PBA represents law enforcement officers in Virginia. It's a great group. And I am trying to poke around. You know, I've only been back a day or two, but trying to poke around and find out why it was a 2-of-3. Virginia PBA endorsing John Reed for lieutenant governor, endorsing Jason Meares for re-election as attorney general, but going with Abigail Spamberger in the governor's slot instead of Lieutenant Governor Sears. So as I turn up some things, I will be happy to let you know what I hear and why they did, in fact, make that decision. I also want you to know, if you have not seen some of the photos that I took in Israel, you probably should head on over to Facebook. I've got everything. I posted everything on the Radio Cats page. That's Jeff Katz, and then in parentheses it says Radio Cats, and you can find it all over there. An incredible trip, and a lot of people have asked, can we put together a Jeff Katz trip to Israel sometime next year? My answer is going to be yes, because I think that it needs to be done, and I want to do it. I got to see a little bit. But spending time as I did with the president of Israel and the prime minister of Israel and the speaker of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, and multiple members of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, was just amazing. The foreign minister. These are tough folks. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in the best way possible. These are tough people. And all that they're trying to do, all that the people in Israel are trying to do, is leave the worry behind for a couple of seconds. And they can't do it, right? They can't live in peace. They can't live in any sort of relaxed state because of the terrorists. And all they want to do is live in peace. I'll share a couple of reflections from my time at the park where the Nova Music Festival was, as well as the first kibbutz that was hit, Nahal Oz, just ungodly, an ungodly vicious attack. But I'll share some of those details with you. Tomorrow, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. You don't want to miss that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.